Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We now return to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, the Mike Calta Show. Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I woke alone.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Saturday, April 20th. This Saturday, you can join Shark Coast for Daniel Defense Day, now featuring Hollow Sun. Daniel Defense is the premier AR manufacturer in the country, and Hollow Sun makes the best red dots and optics. Hollow Sun has a new DRS, Thermal Night Vision Optic. It is thousands less than similar products, and you can go by and see the amazing technology. You can pre-order it only at Shark Coast Tactical this Saturday, April 20th, where Hollow Sun will be at. You get to see the ultra-rare Daniel MK18. That is the hardest-to-find Daniel Defense firearm, and it's at Shark Coast for this event on Saturday, plus suppressors and more suppressors, because now you can get your tax stamp at Shark Coast Tactical in about 3 days. That's right, 3 days, not 8 months, not 9 months, not a year and a half, 3 days. Don't miss Daniel Defense and Hollow Sun at Shark Coast Tactical Saturday, April 20th. Shark Coast Tactical is on Bee Ridge Road in Sarasota. Find them on social media. Tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show, and I am going there 100% on Saturday. I've already made the plans.
100%.
Yes, woo. Because Friday night is Benson Boone. Are you familiar with Benson Boone?
I am not.
Can I play a song for you? Mm-hmm. Excellent artist.
Okay. If you heard the song, you probably...
I don't think this is in his...
It's viral. It's used a lot on Instagram and stuff.
I don't think it's in his wheelhouse.
He's a screamer guy. He screams.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately,
and he's beautiful.
I've been doing better.
Got a good voice.
Then the last four...
Does he play guitar as well?
Yeah.
I recall...
So Benson Boone is Friday at Janus. I tried to get him to come in here for an interview because I think this guy's going to be a huge superstar.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go down there and interview him there.
He's from American Idol.
Is he?
Yeah.
I never watched. I don't know. But he's great. I'll be prepared for my interview. I just don't know now. Anyway, and then after that, I'm staying down there in St. Pete and leaving Saturday morning. Go straight to Shark Coast.
Oh, gotcha.
So I got a plan. Right. So if anybody wants to go for Daniel Defense and Hollow Sunday, I'm going to come back. This whole thing, everybody's talking about this election, and I'm going to make sure I got all the bullets and all the optics.
See if Daniel Boone wants to go with you.
Daniel Boone?
Yeah. What's his name?
Benson.
Oh, Benson.
Benson Boone.
Daniel Boone Benson. Probably would definitely be a Shark Coast.
Right?
Yeah.
Get a nice musket?
Yeah. No, we actually go there first and bring him one. There you go. I assume you're a descendant.
There's a Mr. raccoon Boone. Hat and a musket.
Did everyone have a raccoon hat?
Yes.
Back then? So,
yeah. I know you did, Joe. Yeah. I know you had to. Yeah. I had one.
Yeah.
And I figured everybody else probably.
I did, yeah.
You did too?
Yeah, Joe had to have one. He's got raccoon ankles. So
Joe's was made out of real raccoon.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
What are raccoon ankles?
Look at his ankles. You'll see.
I don't even know what that means.
You do.
Nobody does.
Why does Nobody it bother knows. Me? Can I be honest with you?
Aren't you always?
Why does it bother me so bad that you smoke during the break?
I can tell you why it bothers me.
Why?
And I'm spraying.
I was going to say it off here. It still smells.
I taste like salt.
I'm not even making fun of you or anything.
I'll stop.
When you came in and sat down, cigarette just hit me right in my face to the point where I had to pull my shirt
I'll stop.
Up. Yeah, it's rough.
You can't just stop smoking.
Yeah. Here I can.
Let him.
Yeah.
Here I can, yeah.
That makes me want to punch you. Yeah. I want to punch your face in when you say that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course I could stop here.
The most addictive drug in the world, you're just going to stop smoking
four hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know most smokers can't go that way.
Very easy.
You think you can smoke once on the way here and then wait till you can leave?
Yep.
Right, think about airplanes.
Yeah. I think I know what you're going to say, Gio. Go ahead.
Yeah, so why don't you do the vape like Joe with the nicotine?
Is that different?
Yeah, it's
not the same.
Well, I had a cousin that wound up in the hospital from that.
Boy, what about all the millions of people that died from smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, but that's
I haven't heard anything about that. It takes too long. It's a slow death.
You'd
much rather wait than it happened to, you know.
Listen, we're all going to die anyways. I'm not really worried.
No, it's a fact.
Yeah.
You're just rushing it.
I mean, maybe.
Joe rudely chucks his clouds in everybody's face with no regard.
Definitely in your face,
yeah,
too.
All the time.
I do try to harass
him. It pisses me off to no end.
Yeah, it is pretty annoying.
It's disgusting.
When Joe's drunk, he blows it right at you.
Yeah. Scumbag.
You know.
I don't know. You're scumbag.
I do.
I'm not telling you not to smoke. I'm just asking a question about my mental instability. Why does it bother me so much that you smoke?
I don't know.
I
taste Lysol right now, but I'd much rather taste Lysol than smell cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you just don't like me.
No, I do like you. I like you.
Debatable. I don't think so, yeah.
I watched you smoking with your hat backward, and I wanted to just run you over with my car.
Oh, right. That is not someone that you like.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't like you. Not like
someone that you would like. You say, by definition, that is not liking someone?
Thank you. I
feel like you've changed.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't like I
have
I don't
changed.
Like new Spanish.
I'm sorry.
I like old Spanish.
Yeah, he's dead.
Aw.
He died last March.
He did?
A month ago. Oh, for sure, dude.
What happened last March?
You serious?
Mm.
Well, that all happened in October.
No. I'm talking specifically last March.
Yeah. He has a lot of stuff, Carmen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know about...
When he means last March, he means like a couple of days ago.
This past March. Yeah.
Every time you say that, I think the year prior, and I'm like, what happened a year ago?
I can't believe we're almost in May. It's blowing my mind. Yeah. I thought about this morning.
Yeah. I can't wait for all the Justin Timberlake memes.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna be mine.
Yeah.
So, okay.
You gotta sing it, right?
You feel like you're in a better place?
Yeah.
I feel like one day you're gonna break out of it and go, I'm back, baby.
Nah. Mm-mm. No, I mean, even with.
I would rather you do coke during the breaks.
No, definitely not.
Right, yeah.
No.
I won't.
I'm on board.
Definitely not. Yeah, he will.
I vote yes.
No.
Even like I was talking about it yesterday on the after show, it's weird to even drink now without the desire to get drunk, to just enjoy a couple of drinks.
Who does that?
Yeah.
I've never done that. I've never enjoyed a drink. Every once in a while, whenever I have Mexican food, I'm like, yeah, I could go for a beer, you know, and have that with the Mexican food. But there has never been a time in my life where I think that I just go, I'm going to have a cocktail or two.
I just drink to get drunk.
I can have one or two old fashioned from Burns. They make them so good.
Yeah. That Tequila Daisy place makes a great Paloma. I can't go there anymore.
You ruined it for me.
Why?
Because I just picture you and your hippie girlfriend going there.
She's not a hippie.
The two of you laying in a hammock together watching the sun.
I can tell you she's definitely not a hippie.
Did she listen
she
to the
works
show?
For the government.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't be a hippie and work for the government.
In the 60s.
No. Yeah.
Unless you're Charlie Manson.
Did she hear that we were talking about her yesterday?
Mm-mm.
She didn't.
She doesn't. She doesn't listen to the show.
Like yeah. No. Yeah.
What's
she? Yeah. Yeah, I like her even more.
She's very nice. She's a very sweet, sweet person.
You tell her you love her?
No.
Mm-mm. You do,
no.
though.
Too early.
No, too early, Galvin. Yeah.
Last time it was like a week. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Told you that guy died March.
Yeah, wow. I'm saying too early because it's too early. I didn't say for Spanish it was too early.
Yeah, no,
I'm just saying
anymore.
That's too early to
like
do
said,
that.
I said, she doesn't know where I live. I don't know where she... Yeah, this is very, very new for me. Taking it very slow.
Oh.
Good.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. You need this.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I'm glad all that stuff... It sucked, but I think it needed to happen in March.
What do you think slower? You're taking this relationship slower or slower that the cigarettes will kill you?
No, the first one. Oh, yeah. The first one, yeah.
Oh, man.
Just as you say, I love you.
No more calls from Clarence Carter?
No.
That was kind of fun.
He's definitely in jail.
Yeah, he is. And she hits me up still.
Still?
What?
Yeah.
You don't talk to her?
Yeah. She'll still hit me up. Which is weird.
Do you answer?
Nah, I answered once or twice, but for the most part, I kick it to voicemail.
What's it sound like?
Sad. A lot of sadness. A lot of sadness and regret.
I'll be her, you be you.
All right.
Anthony.
Hello.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Please take me back.
Nah. Yeah.
Please. So why answer?
Because I still feel compassion for her. I know that she's not in a good place, and she doesn't have a very good support system. So,
I have a question for you. How did the Joe pledging his love for Zoe go over with Sugar Fans?
Oh.
Not great.
Oh, no. She heard it.
Not great.
She heard it? right?
Yeah, of course you do. I wasn't pledging my love. You have miscategorized that statement. But
what were you doing?
That's what it sounded like to
me. No, yeah. I said, yes, I do love her, but my heart belongs to my girlfriend now, Sugar Pants.
So much that you tried to put your hand on Spanish's leg.
Well, I thought he was my girlfriend.
Gay
at the time.
Move. Yeah. That really
was. I was super gay. Sorry.
I wish I could have taken video of the look on his face when I moved his hand and he went, oh, you are not my girlfriend.
No, I didn't believe you were. For sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but yes,
man.
To your original point, and Galvin, I apologize. I will not smoke anymore.
Thank you.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't believe it. I believe there'll be sneaky smokes.
You can't sneaky smokes.
I don't know what you do.
I'll smell it.
Yeah. And yeah, I apologize.
I just hated your face. I didn't hate the fact that you were smoking.
That's I don't care whether you smoke. Yeah. I just don't want to smell it. It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Galvin's face when you walked in, I don't know if you saw it. It was not pleasant.
What did it look like?
Well, he sat down and then just it wafted over right in my face and I just went like this. I went, it was as if Spanish went out and rolled in dog poo.
Yeah.
And then walked in the room.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. That'd be weird.
Ooh. All right. Well, I'm glad we got a lot accomplished today.
Yeah.
I miss Old Spanish.
I can't believe that Christmas still calls you.
Yeah. Me either.
And that you haven't blocked it yet. You're still leaving that open. You're still leaving that channel
it
open.
It doesn't matter what I block. She has called me from
burners, Google dead. Lines, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
There's ways around it.
I still feel like you're leaving the channel open.
I mean, I am leaving it open in the sense that I know that she, you know, like I said, she's not in a great place and I feel bad.
You do?
Yeah, of course. You know?
After what she put you through and lied to you?
Well, you know, listen, I don't want to get all weird or whatever, so I'm not going to say anything about what I want to.
Say it, please. You've learned to forgive.
I learned I had to forgive myself for a lot of stuff that I'd done, so I like to extend that to other people. People make bad decisions. Everybody makes mistakes.
When's your next spiritual video coming out?
This week for sure. I don't know exactly what I want to talk about
yet. I
feel like a lot is coming out right now. I feel like maybe he's getting inspired by this.
but he needs Joe to shoot the video, and we know how that goes. Right.
Well, he's not drinking today.
The video's on the charger.
Not right now, anyway.
Camera's on the charger.
Your spiritual videos are the visual equivalent to your cigarette smoke smell.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fair. I accept
they
that.
They both make me do this face.
Understandable.
I feel like you need music.
I do like it. Oh.
This makes him think of somebody else, though.
Not anymore.
No?
Nah.
It's the first thing I think of.
That's all done. That's good sitar.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you know if it's good or bad?
I like it.
This sounds like me with an acoustic guitar.
I was going to say, it sounds like Pete tuning.
Yeah. Oh, Spanish. It is me. Your inner God. I hit your face, too.
Hit a knee. Give me a knee. Nope.
Turn your head around, stupid.
All right. I'm sorry you hate my face so much today.
It's a combination. It's the hat, the pink shirt, the beads, and the cigarette.
Mustache. Yeah,
the ashtray mustache.
It is Wednesday, so.
He said the pink shirt for a long time, though.
Yeah.
That's not
you. No, I know, but there's a combination, though.
Your wife got
Pete
that.
Got you that.
Yeah. Yeah, Pete. Yeah. Yeah. Correct.
Come on. You don't even know your own clothes.
You're right.
There's a combination that I don't like. It's not the pink shirt. I like the pink shirt. It's just the pink shirt with the beads and the hat.
Yeah.
Makes me angry. And the ashtray mustache.
Sorry.
You look and smell like you should be singing for Puddle of Mud.
Wait. No, you look like you should be in the front row at Poland.
Yeah, there's
a big difference.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
So no hat, no cigarettes. What else?
No beads.
Shave your mustache.
No videos.
Yeah.
No videos.
Nah.
Gio.
Yes.
$100 if you rip those beads off him right now.
No, I couldn't do that.
Oh, okay. Just saying.
Thank you, Gio.
It makes him happy.
They do.
I know Galvin, but he doesn't need the $100.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get somebody that needs the money one day.
Everybody has a price.
Yeah.
just to carry out what I secretly want to do. No, I wouldn't say secretly, but
secret?
I really want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Secretly?
Not really a secret.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Joe, 200.
No, I'm sorry, Michael.
Oh, my God. That is loyalty.
Yeah.
That is loyalty.
It is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How much are those beads?
These beads are a fair price.
What is a... Oh, I don't even want to know now. What are those stupid beads cost?
They're a lot.
$25, $30.
Oh, yeah. Those aren't real.
That is fair. That's a fair price.
They're not real.
Those aren't real. They don't work.
Yeah. Right, Karen?
Yeah, they don't work. Listen, I bought like those beads or what is it?
We know what beads you wear.
No. Why can't I think
Chad,
of it?
Pull them.
No, the ones on your wrist. Why can't I think of the name of that Spanish?
Oh, gay beads.
Stupid beads?
Like stone beads?
The stone beads, but what? There's a name for them. I can't think of it right now.
Rock candy.
But anyway, I bought some of those bracelets before, and I like one of the bracelets, the Suge Knight, or you know what I'm talking about?
Hell yeah.
Shungite or something like that.
It's much different than Suge Knight.
Death Row.
Shungite are like literally two letters difference.
Samsonite.
It's supposed to.
Shungite beads are black, and you got to buy them from a PO box.
Shungite is also black, and it's supposed to help with like radiation and stuff like that.
It does.
Is the bead that I'm talking about.
Shungite Shyamalan makes the sixth sense.
Are not fake. They've proved through science that they are not.
But
fake.
I'm saying
they do what?
They hold energy. Right. Everything is energy. Yeah, they actually do.
Everything holds energy.
Nope.
Well, yes. Used to be my pickup line. You want to hold energy?
They hold a high level of energy.
Oh. Maybe they have some that hold nicotine, and that'll help you.
No, that's not how it works, but thank you.
I just got a taste from Moose. And Moose said, for $100, I'd totally rip them off and rub them in S.
Mm. Oh. Well, that says a lot about Moose.
He says he needs money.
Yeah. Joe wouldn't do it for two. Yeah. 200.
Nope.
Joe must be living high on the hog.
Yeah. You know, I'm not living high on the hog.
My business must be up.
I'm very happy.
He's got Spanish paying for the internet.
That's right.
I got you, Joe.
Thank you.
What else did he pay for?
I don't know. I mean, what do you mean? At the house?
Yeah. Like, what's his, like, if you got rid of him, what do you have to replace?
Just his rent and the internet.
I feel like Spanish is going to move out soon.
Yeah.
And move into a place that has like 40 people living there.
Old Spanish.
Everybody sleeps on pillows.
Old Spanish enjoyed living at Whore Island. New Spanish, not so much.
I actually do enjoy very much living at Whore Island, which is why I haven't moved out yet.
Yeah.
You should.
I told him I don't want him to leave. Leave when you have something better to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you would say to any son.
Yeah.
Don't leave because it's uncomfortable. Yeah. Leave because you want to go somewhere.
Don't say that to your son.
Yeah.
I like Sugar Pants. She's a blast to hang out with.
She is.
And her mom?
I do like her mom. Her mom's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The daughter.
Yeah, the daughter's also very cool. It's like we have our own little family going on. It's nice.
Yeah. All right. Hey, what do I know?
She dyed her hair last night. You should have seen it.
Who did?
Sugar Pants' daughter.
Oh, I'd rather not too.
Yeah.
She's still 16 years old.
Yeah.
She's almost 16.
Yeah. Oh, you creep.
Don't talk about it.
Yeah. Don't talk about it.
Nah, he's talking about like a daughter.
I mean, no.
He's like, hey, guys, you dead.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question.
Check it out.
Okay.
It's not about your daughter. It's just about something I saw on Dr. Phil yesterday. This is for real. I saw it on Dr. Phil. Is a freshman in high school, is it okay for them to go out with a 19-year-old like that just graduated?
No.
Mm-mm. That's a big difference.
That is a big difference.
They weren't in high school. That four or five years is a big four or five years.
Totally agree.
When you're 40 and you go out with a 45-year-old, totally fine.
Okay.
When you're 14 and you go out with a 19-year-old, that is a big.
They're gonna manipulate you.
Yeah. In some states.
In no states was it criminal. But in
1914?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's definitely criminal in some states. Well, maybe.
Well, I don't know. According to them, the reason why I'm asking is they had a guy on yesterday, a Dr. Phil, who is a religious leader who has been accused of taking advantage of young girls in his organization. And one of them was, they wrote stories about him having an affair with a 13-year-old, and he's like, first of all, she wasn't 13, she was 14.
Nope.
And she was a freshman in high school.
Doesn't help.
How old was he?
He had just graduated. Said he was 19.
Nope.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know. I don't think that's. I don't want that. I don't want my daughter to date a senior. I don't want her to date a guy who graduated high school.
If he's 19, he had to have failed a year.
But when I was in high school, no. But I'm saying he had graduated.
Right.
But when I was in high school, there were a lot of freshman girls that dated seniors.
Yeah. Right. But you're in school together. There is a place where you meet and you see each other.
They grew up together. They knew each other. They grew up together.
Still, 19 and 14.
No. Well, hey, listen, the more I watched, the more I realized he was a creep and a liar and all that other stuff. But in the beginning, I was like, if this is the biggest thing that they're holding against him, that's insane.
By the way, telltale sign is whenever you go, she wasn't 13, she was 14.
Yeah. That
is not helping at all.
Yeah.
That's like saying she only said no 7 times, not 8.
Oh. Yeah. 13. You know what I mean? 13. I mean, my daughter's 11. She's not dating anybody at 13, let alone a 19-year-old. Mm. That's when we kill a 19-year-old.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. No doubt. All right. It is very late, but ladies and gentlemen, it's time to check in at Galvin. He's got a brand new open letter.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to the WNBA. Dear WNBA, seriously? For those of you that don't know, and by ticket sales and TV ratings, there are a whole lot of you that definitely don't know, WNBA stands for Women's National Basketball Association. Caitlin Clark, an amazing college basketball player, just got drafted number 1 overall for the WNBA. She'll earn $76,000 for her first year playing. I've been hearing and reading a lot of people saying, pay them more, pay them more, which makes me realize that a lot of you have no idea how business works. So the highest paid player in the WNBA is a woman named Jackie Young. She makes a whopping $252,000 per year. The highest paid player in the NBA is Steph Curry. He makes a little more than $55 million per year. What? Why? Tear the patriarchy down. Last year, the WNBA made $60 million from their TV deal. The NBA made $2.7 billion. Is it starting to make sense? Let me make it a little bit more local for you. It's the same reason why the guy that is playing at whatever beach bar on St. Pete Beach on Sunday doesn't make as much as Taylor Swift makes playing the arena. Listen, hopefully one day Pirate Bob makes as much as Tay-Tay. But for now, it's 3 free drinks and a tip jar. Nobody is selling their Kia for the same price as a Ferrari. Would you pay the same price for a meal with the same ingredients if one was made by Gordon Ramsay and the other was made by a homeless guy that I picked up from the overpass? You know what? Something is worth whatever someone is willing to pay for it. I don't know which side of the argument this lands on, but the Denver Rockets mascot, Rocky the Mountain Lion, makes $625,000 per year.
Wow. Are you serious?
Harry the Hawk for Atlanta makes $600,000, and Benny the Bull from Chicago makes $400,000 per year, which means the mascots from the NBA make more than the highest paid player in the WNBA. And to that, I say, boom goes the dynamite. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to the WNBA.
Oh, wow, that is awful.
That's a little bit of a slap in the face about the...
Well, he works in a bigger industry. I mean, it makes sense, but...
I 100% get it, but I'm just saying, all those women have to feel awful about that stat.
Maybe Caitlin Clark get a tip jar.
Put it out there. Wait, I don't think...
Are you a pirate?
I would tip him after the game.
Wait...
My word.
That is pretty awful. He's going to be a mascot,
awful.
Is what I
want. Yeah,
I want to be a mascot,
right?
Yeah.
Look out, Thunderbug.
You get to go to all the games.
Yeah.
You get to be on the floor.
Sure.
You get a ring if they win.
You make people happy because you're giving away prizes and you're doing fun stuff.
You just dance and take pictures.
Right.
I'm in. Yeah. Where do I sign up?
$600,000 a year?
Yeah.
Sure.
I can't believe Danielle has a ring.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Right? That's great.
Huh?
That's pretty awesome. Wow, Carmen.
What?
You'd be a great mascot. Why don't you be a mascot for this show?
I think I am.
Mm. Carmen, you already got the beard. You could be the Sonics.
No.
The Sasquatch or whatever it is out there.
No.
Joe's the mascot.
Joe is the mascot.
Yeah.
Okay. I just knew Carmen could do backflips and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to take Joe's job.
Oh, thank you, Carmen. You've always been a sweetheart.
Yeah,
Carmen. Carmen can do backflips and Mike can do front flips.
Kind of.
I found a bruise today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like it didn't manifest till like this morning or whatever. Right above my left ninny.
Sorry.
It's yellow and gross. Oh, well. That's what happens when you get older. And you fall.
Isn't it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have landed on top of something.
You could have the head first right into the tortoise.
Ralphie's cage. Yeah. You were very close. That's what I thought was about to happen when I first started watching it. I was like, oh, he's going into that.
I wish that you could see what I saw. Stumbling, me, my heart beating. I'm going to try and catch up to it, blah, 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 and then fall. And I was like, God.
Butterfly garden right there.
The earth rushing towards you.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if the butterflies got scared and they're never going to come back then.
I saw some out there, Michael. I think they're back.
Okay, good. Yeah. It is amazing how butterflies came to my house as soon as my mother-in-law did that garden.
Yeah.
And then I saw a super hot girl that I know online, and she was like, I'm having a problem with milkweed. I need to find milkweed for my butterflies. I got all these cocoons about that. And I have them. I was like, this guy has milkweed. Right. I've become that guy.
Is that something you plant that butterflies enjoy and they come to? And
I got fat bees in my yard now too, which we never saw before. So, and fat bees make the world go round. Mm-hmm. So I learned that from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Let's play Whose Tweet Is It when we come back, because we started to play yesterday, but we didn't play.
We were actually going to play Google Feud yesterday.
Yeah,
but we can play Who Tweets It.
I got to tell you, I'm in the process of maybe trying to buy something.
Oh, what?
I'll give you one guess, and I'll tell you when we come back from break.
Will you give us a hint?
You're in the process of buying some sort of vehicle.
He's on the right track.
Hmm. Is it a new
some
golf
sort
cart?
Of RV?
No and no.
A fire truck.
No.
A plane.
Let's save the guesses for when we come back. Oh, I'm saying if you got any, if you needed a clue, I was going to give you a clue. Okay.
All right. So some sort of vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. I'm very excited about it.
For you?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll tell you, and we'll play Google Feud. It is not a little Disney fat guy.
Wait, are we playing Tweet or Feud?
What did I say? I'm sorry.
You keep switching it.
Well, Galvin made little hand gestures like I was buying a scooter. And
I got so excited. I got so excited. I'm like, finally, I told you. No, great.
It's bigger. It's bigger.
Damn it.
All right, I'll tell you when we come back. It's Mike Cal the show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.